Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go. 4 o'clock hour. Hockman and Crowder. We jammed in a ton the first 2 hours. Next 2 hours will be no different. Going to talk some NFL this hour. It's a football Friday. Also, going to take a little trip to Viva Hawk Vegas.
Yes.
Chris Whittingham will be along for the ride. He is in for Channing Crowder today. Channing Crowder coaching his True Prep Academy Saints tonight in Bradenton against IMG Academy. And that game, by the way, is going to be on ESPNU if you want to watch Crowder's team play some high school football tonight. Always start the 4 o'clock hour with the stock market report. Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 219 points today. S&P 500 down 24 points. NASDAQ down about 50 points. So a red day on Wall Street to end the trading week. All right, let's get headlines. I want to get to a lot of different stuff here.
That's not sponsored? You just do that?
Yeah. Yeah, really? We keep an eye on it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we like to...
I like doing a public service for the audience. Well, right? There might be somebody out there that doesn't know what's going on when the markets are closed.
Well, when it started in March and April, when we were doing the show at home, there was so much volatility in the stock market because of COVID, and it was such a new phenomenon that we would give it every day at 4 o'clock because, like I say, there was such volatility. And then it did become a sponsored featured for a while, and now it's not sponsored. But we continue to do it because Crowder and I like to track our investments in 401k, and he says he doesn't know until I mention at 4 o'clock whether he's happy or sad for the day because he doesn't pay attention to it, so... We give him a lot. But what do we say, Solana, when you have a down day on Wall Street? What do we say?
Trocheck was tripped.
No, we say we'll get him back on Monday. We'll get it back tomorrow. Anytime Solana's not paying attention, he immediately thinks we were talking about the Panthers playoff game where Trocheck was phantom tripped.
Against the Islanders like six years ago.
That is correct. That is correct. Yeah. What was the incident where I asked him a question. This is like a year ago. I asked him a question about something. It was certainly not about hockey. And his response, after a little fumbling and bumbling, was Trocheck was tripped. All right. What do you have for the headlines, Solana? Because we're keeping an eye also. 6 o'clock is when NBA free agency will start. So we're keeping an eye on that. I'm watching Woj and Shams on Twitter. But what do you have for the headlines here on this Football Friday, Solana?
These are your headlines from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. I'll run through some of these here locally. Manny Diaz, head coach for the Miami Hurricanes, he tested positive for COVID-19, and he tweeted out he's in isolation, feeling good overall, and he will continue to work with the team virtually.
All right. And we know they don't play again, what, till December 5th, I believe?
The 5th.
Yep.
That is correct.
Yeah. All right.
Tonight, Inter-Miami, they play Nashville SC, a play-in game for the MLS playoffs, both teams' expansion sides. They've played twice this season. Nashville won 1-0 in Nashville and a scoreless draw in Fort Lauderdale. That game is at 9 p.m. tonight.
All right.
Dolphins Broncos, 4:05 p.m. on Sunday. Miami, a 3.5-point favorite in the Mile High.
We've dropped a Fort Lauderdale and the Mile High in just this version of the headline.
Just using the hackiest nicknames imaginable. Yeah, I can't believe it's only 3.5, by the way. Cannot believe that. Hammer the Dolphins.
I know, but that it starts to feel like a sucker's bet when you do that, because everyone looks at that and goes, it doesn't make any sense. The Dolphins are a much better team than Denver.
But Las Vegas has been continually underrating the Dolphins.
True.
Right?
That is true.
Like last week, that line was super low given the disparity in records. I think I was at 2.5 at kickoff time. Like there were the recent spreads in the Tua era in particular have been pretty slanted against the Dolphins. So if you are a believer that what the Dolphins are doing is legit, then you should just keep going, because, you know, 3.5 is not nearly a given recent form what the line should be in this game.
Right. But, and now I'm looking at it, it's up on my site now, and it's 4. It's okay. Dolphins -4 right now on my site, which leads me to believe that they think Drew Lock is going to play, and that may have increased the line, but because he'd be playing injured. But yeah, it's 4. I mean, you know, again, that's a lot of points to be favored on the road in Denver, and you wonder, like, can they keep winning games in a row? Like, at some point, don't you think they stumble?
I mean, sure, but I thought it would honestly be the Chargers. Like, I was kind of doubting, but just the way in which they made Justin Herbert uncomfortable in that game, and the kind of way that they imposed their will, and, you know, they're up multiple times by 2 scores. If not for that fumbled snap by Ted Karras, you're probably going in to lead at least 17-0, if not 21-0. Like, they dominated the Chargers, and I thought that was the best team on the schedule. Like, you can make the argument on behalf of the Bengals just because, you know, Joe Burrow from a, you know, break a game open and all of a sudden he's scoring 31 points. You're not that surprised, but the Broncos, you don't doubt. I mean, I don't think they'll get above 20 points. And I mean, you can expect the Dolphins to get at least 21, 24 on the road in Denver. Like, I think that's an easy win.
Yeah.
Woj bomb.
Oh, we've got a Woj bomb. Let's go.
I mean, not really.
Yeah, this is a smaller bomb, but...
is this the Enos Kantor story?
Yeah, yes, I mean, right, I need a fix, though.
This is like 30 minutes ago, too. Yeah. I didn't even bother mentioning it, but go ahead. We have the imaging. We paid for it. We might as well.
Yeah. Quick fix here for some of us who just need some NBA free agency news.
All right.
Portland is acquiring Boston's Enos Kantor, a 3-way deal with Memphis. Memphis gets Mario Hezonja and a 30th pick, which was Desmond Bane, from draft night as part of the trade as well. And Celtics get a future Memphis draft consideration.
All right. Very good.
Mario Hezonja is terrible. I can't believe Memphis is sending away draft compensation to get Mario Hezonja.
He was the Euro LeBron coming out of coming into the NBA draft. I remember that.
Okay, but he's not.
And, of course, Harold Miner was Baby Jordan, but whatever.
Finally, guys. There's a new test. It's gone viral on the internet. It's called the shopping cart theory. Now, it can determine if you're a good person or a bad person. I strongly believe in this test, guys. So I'm going to ask you, the last time you went grocery shopping, did you return your cart back to its proper place? Or did you just leave it jumped up on a curb? Or maybe you left it in a parking spot and you were lazy and didn't want to take it back?
Yeah, so I always put it in its proper place, jacked up on the curb.
Bad person. Bad person.
For me, it is the parking spot that they turned into the cart retrieval area. Like that for me is like you've done well, right? If you push, if you burn some calories, you walk it all
the
way.
If they
over
have
there.
That in the aisle that I park in, I'll always put it there. But if they don't, yeah, that thing's getting jacked up on the curb.
I would say.
I've got ice cream that's melting.
If it's one aisle over, you can walk it over there. It's not that far. If it's two, then I'm fine leaving it jacked up on the curb. At the Publix that I worked at, actually, as a teenager, the spaces in between the parking spaces were filled by grass and trees, and so people would leave the carts there. And it was by far the worst area of retrieval because you're basically bumping a shopping cart into roots in the ground all the time, and it was awful. But I mean, to be fair to people that leave their carts there, like there was cart duty. Like there was one of the baggers.
Right.
Jobs,
I mean, that's the job.
For a full half hour is to retrieve the carts.
If it's
no,
raining,
that's the job. We've done this with movie theaters, Solana. This is the same argument.
If it's raining, I mean, you don't want to be inconsiderate. That person that has cart duty also could be inside helping an elderly person bag their groceries, take it out.
Like, and they staff
their job.
They staff enough
is
people
to help
the elderly and also retrieve the carts.
I go to Dan Day on this. Dan Day, to me, is the arbiter of things like this. Dan, do you bring the cart back?
Beacon of morality?
Yeah.
We are once again rehashing the whole movie theater
instincts. Exactly.
I leave it out because it gives jobs to young kids.
I think the movie theater thing is the mark of bleep holes.
Dan worked in a movie theater. He told us he hated people that didn't leave the trash behind because they would send him home early and he would lose out on money. Dan, am I lying?
That is 100% true. I told people, go ahead and trash the place. You're good. I'm paid for this.
Yeah, that's what he's paid for. If there's no garbage on the floor, they cut him loose.
They cut you.
He loses hours.
Go home.
Well, yeah. I pick up all my trash at a movie theater, and every single time I go to Publix or to any shopping center or whatever, I take my cart not just back to the store but into the store, and I throw it into the rack where all the other carts are.
I wipe mine down, too. I bring my own sanitizing device, and I clean it better than any other cart, and I put it back in. And then I walk next door to Walgreens and see if they have any Publix carts in there, and I walk them back into Publix, and then I clock out.
And then I stand there with the cart and wait for the next person to arrive so I can give them their cart and get their shopping experience going easy.
And then I drive their groceries home. I'm a delivery service.
What are we doing here? Take your cart back. Be a good person. Take your cart back.
All right. Agree to disagree. You have anything else?
Put it in the lane where they retrieve the carts from. You're a good person.
Yeah.
Put it on the curb. It's out of everybody's way. What else you got?
Those are your headlines, sponsored by Modelo Especial, the perfect beer for your home tailgate. Modelo Especial, a beer brewed with the fighting spirit. Here's your weather update from the Exergen Weather Center. 1 hour ago, I told you it was nice and sunny outside. 6 minutes after I told you that, it was pouring here in El Portal. So,
yeah, it's pouring here in Boca, too.
Yeah, my weather app says 75 and cloudy. Do with that what you will. That is your weather.
All right, fair enough. Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment. He is an NFL play-by-play broadcaster. We'll talk a little NFL here on this Football Friday. The Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs, by the way, and then we're going to go to Viva Hawk Vegas this hour. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, if you missed it earlier, we debuted Alejandro Solana's Don Bailey Jr. Joe Zagacki montage. And when I say it was met with rave reviews, I am not over-exaggerating. It's one of the best things Solana has ever produced. We'll play that again in the 5 o'clock hour, so you don't want to go anywhere. The Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open. It's time to change up your routine. Live life safely. You can make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. I tell you this every day. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour until 6. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a real kitchen with chefs on the menu, wings, salads, sandwiches. You can order daily specials. They do barbecue ribs and pasta carbonara and seafood pastas and more. Got to check it out. See for yourself. Maybe you want to grab your buddies after work today. Head on over to any Cheetah Club. They've got them in West Palm Beach, Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach as well. They've got the best happy hour and the best entertainment in all of South Florida. Don't forget, tomorrow it's UFC 255, and you can watch it live at Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Hallandale. And if you're closer to Cheetah Hallandale, you watch it in their ultra high-tech sports lounge. In fact, you watch all the football action this weekend, tonight, Saturday, Sunday, any of the Cheetah clubs. They've always got the football action going on. But if you're in the Hallandale Beach area, you stop by Cheetah Hallandale, that ultra high-tech sports lounge. It's got all the HD TVs, projector screens, leather couch seating, and of course, the most amazing and beautiful entertainment in town. If you want more info, check out their website. It's cheetahsofl.com. Going to talk a little football next here on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya.
Hawk and Crowder.
Just talking about the grocery carts in the last segment. Somebody texts in, it's literally written on the schedule for the night whose job it is to get the carts and when. Somebody else texts in, thank you very much. I pick up shopping carts for a living. And I believe he's thanking me for propping it up on the curb and not bringing it back like Solana. And Dr. Chuck Metzger.
Not to question the texter, but like for a living, I mean, usually like picking up the carts is like part of another job, right? Like usually it's at, for when I worked at Publix, it was you were a bagger plus you also picked up the carts. So like,
I would imagine there are some grocery stores where this is your job. Your job is to collect the grocery carts, because there are certain ones, you know, like the Targets and Walmarts that have grocery shopping in them. Like that's a full-time job, just collecting the carts. Dr. Chuck Metzger texted me. When I worked at Winn-Dixie, our favorite activity was going out to get the carts, because you got out of bagging and actually having to work. You got the fresh air. So I don't think it's as clear cut as you say, Solana. Are you willing to move off your position?
I was until you mentioned Dr. Chuck Metzger. I mean, since when does Dr. Chuck Metzger's word mean anything on this show?
Wow. Shots fired here. Unbelievable. All right. So Football Friday, we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Josh Appel, he's an NFL play-by-play broadcaster for Sports USA Media, and he's also the 2016 Jim Nance Award winner for broadcasting, and we love ourselves some Jim Nance on this show. He's done a lot of games this year nationally, and I do want to get to some of the teams that you looked at, but I do know, as you told me, you're going to be doing the Dolphins-Chiefs game in a few weeks, which happens to be shaping up to be something special. You buying in on the Dolphins, Josh? You've watched a lot of NFL football this season. Are you buying in on the Dolphins being as good as we think they are?
I mean, it's kind of hard not to, no? Just given the way the defense alone has been playing, special teams has been great in some place for them, too. I don't know how sustainable that is, but Tua's not really turning the ball over yet. Hasn't had the one fumble. But how could you not be encouraged by how they've been playing? And it's not just this year. I mean, you go back into even last year, there was a steady improvement week to week, especially in that second half of the season. I'm not the first to say that I think they have the right coach, but I think they have the right coach, and so far it looks like Tua's panning out. I don't know how much different it would be over the last few games. I'm not sure if they go on the road and they beat Arizona with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Who knows? They probably, you know, pull that one out against the Rams just because of, you know, how many opportunities the defense created for the offense to score in that one, including obviously what they were able to do. But I mean, I don't know how you couldn't be encouraged by how they've been playing. I mean, isn't the one thing, I know Whittingham likes to look at point differential. Point differential for them is almost +70 right now, which is pretty remarkable.
And if you're looking at it from a sustainability standpoint, to me, the one thing that just seems like it can't continue every week is basically Tua comes on the field and he's up 7-0 every week. And you have, you know, interceptions every week. And to me, the other thing is, you know, from a schematic point of view, you hear, you know, players and coaches that come off of playing the Dolphins saying, well, we were confused. We didn't know what was going on. And I just don't know if by week 17, some team doesn't figure them out. Like, to me, like those being the things that are your positions of strength against your opposition don't feel like they can last for 17 weeks. Are you concerned at all from a sustainability standpoint that some team is going to figure out the Dolphins scheme, some team is not going to give them 7 points on offense?
Well, I mean, I'm sure. I mean, it's a league of adjustments, is it not? So somebody's going to, you know, find the one thing that finally is able to crack this defense, and it's on Brian Flores to readjust around that. I think we're seeing kind of a good example of that in Baltimore this year. I know Ronnie Stanley going out for the Ravens kind of has hampered their offense the last couple of weeks, but Lamar Jackson didn't forget how to play football this year. I think defense is just doing a better job against him than they were last year, and they've started to figure out him out a little bit. So that stuff happens in this league. Am I going to expect the Dolphins defense against Kansas City in a few weeks to hold them to like 21 points? Probably not. I think that's asking a lot of any defense. But I don't think it's unreasonable to say they can keep it going, and I think this coaching staff has proven that they're able to scheme and adjust. So I think in that sense, I think they're in a good spot.
What about the Broncos game on Sunday? Dolphins in Denver on Sunday. You can hear the game, by the way, on 560 WQAM. The Joe, Chris and I were talking about it. I mean, do you see the Dolphins right now on my site are 4-point favorites, and a lot of sites they're 3 or 3.5-point favorites. Do you see the Broncos giving the Finns any problems on Sunday, whether it's Drew Lock or Brett Rippon at quarterback?
Well, if it's Brett Rippon, no. I think Drew Lock is one of those wild cards back there where he can light you up for a couple scores and 250 yards to keep a team in it, or he can have a game like he had against the Raiders where he throws 3-4 interceptions. So you kind of know what you're going to get with Drew Lock on a given week. Jerry Jeudy's been playing well for them. And, you know, Vic Fangio, Fangs, he's always going to have something up his sleeve defensively. So it's not going to be an easy game on the road. But, I mean, this year, obviously, with not as many crowds. I think I read today that this weekend is going to be the last time Denver will have fans in the stands. And even then, It's less than 6,000. So really, what kind of road environment? Normally, going to Denver this late in the season in front of that crowd is a tough road game. But I'm not sure how much that really affects this season and this Dolphins team. They seem pretty unfazed by a lot of that stuff. I don't think it'll be a particularly close game. I think the Dolphins cover pretty easily.
I'm pleased that we're having you on the show just because you said Vic Fangio, Fangs.
I was so delighted by that. I always want to give that to Don Bailey Jr. for the next game.
Josh Appel, NFL radio commentator for Sports USA Media. I want to transition away from the Dolphins. News that came in just about 10 minutes ago. The Saints have placed Drew Brees on injured reserve due to his lung issues. They announced, or it was reported today, that Taysom Hill will start in his place. I don't know if you're the biggest fan of the Taysom Hill snaps. What do you make of an entire game of it?
I don't know what the plan for that would be. Like, he hasn't played a full game at quarterback since obviously he was at BYU. And when he's asked to throw the ball, he hasn't really shown that he can make big throws necessarily. So I'm not really too sure what to expect. I'm not really in on the Taysom Hill experiment in general. I think he's just a guy that they ask to do like multiple things, and any athletic guy can probably do what he does. Like, if you ask Malcolm Perry to go to New Orleans and do what Taysom Hill does, I think Malcolm Perry could do a pretty decent job at that. I think the Taysom Hill infatuation there is kind of odd, but Sean Payton's also a lot smarter than I am. So, I mean, I guess I'll give him benefit of the doubt and see how it goes, but I'm not too confident in that. And, you know, my first thought when I read that, just about how Jameis wasn't getting a lot of practice reps as the starter, I wonder how much of that has to do with gamesmanship. Because I feel like if you were going to go into your next game with Taysom Hill as your starting quarterback, you probably would have put him in at quarterback the previous week, no? Unless they just didn't have a full game's worth of plays to run for Taysom Hill as they did with Jameis Winston. I would roll the dice with Jameis Winston. That's just me. But I'm not too confident that's going to go well for New Orleans.
It's very obvious you would go roll the dice with Jameis Winston after you just said Malcolm Perry could do what Taysom Hill is doing in New Orleans.
The guy, I don't get it.
He goes, it's funny. He goes, I'm going to give Sean Payton the benefit of the doubt, but Malcolm Perry could do what Taysom Hill is doing for $50 million less.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, yeah. Well,
one of the games you've done this season, you did a Seahawks game. We watched Russell Wilson last night. Is he your league MVP right now?
I think after last night, I think he's put himself back in that conversation. I think he had a really tough couple of weeks before last night, but the way he started this season and the way he was just pinpoint with everything. When I saw him in week one, they played the Falcons. Obviously, we know what happened with the Falcons, Dan Quinn getting fired and whatnot, and their defense has been a dumpster fire for pretty much the last couple of seasons. But Russ was untouchable in that game, and he was really untouchable until he played Buffalo. That would be my pick right now, but I think Kyler's in that conversation. I think Josh Allen is in that conversation too. But if you're asking me today, I'd probably go Russell Wilson.
Just to bolster Josh's Taysom Hill argument, So far this season, Taysom Hill is 4 of 5 passing for 86 yards. I mean, Malcolm.
But that's not what they ask him to do. Like,
I know.
That's not
okay. But like, when has he thrown more than 10 passes in a season? Right.
I mean, but he hasn't been. That's not his role. I mean, it's just not his role.
But that's precisely the point. Is that you're pushing right. this guy who executes this very limited role into throwing 30 times a game? Right. It's an entirely different skill set.
I want to know what the prop bet is for Taysom Hill rushing yards. I want the over.
Honestly, was he even that good in college, Taysom Hill? He was pretty average from what I remember.
I haven't heard this kind of discord since we talked about shopping carts at Publix.
Taysom Hill's last season, which he was there for about 50 years, he completed 59.7% of his passes, 12 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. So
what are we doing?
I mean, it's not that he's the backup quarterback. He's getting a lot of money to be the backup quarterback. Why are we so shocked?
He's a tight end.
All right. CBSSports.com.
Not according to Jamie Eisenberg.
Fair enough. Josh Appel, NFL play-by-play broadcaster for Sports USA Media. He will be on the call nationally for the Dolphins Chiefs game coming up in a few weeks. Thank you, Josh.
Of course, anytime.
There you go, Josh Appel. We're going to Viva Hawk Vegas next. Are you ready for the ramifications of what could happen to you, Whittingham?
No, I'm not. I am like, there is no greater driving force in my life than my aversion to shame. And
yeah,
so the notion that you'd have a punishment on hand for me that is specifically tailored to me if I go 0-3, I'm going to be pacing in front of my television if I get any of these picks wrong.
Shame is on the line in the next segment, as is my cash. But we are going to take a trip. We'll bring in Jen Figueroa and Dan Day and Solana and Whittingham, and we'll head on out to Viva Hawk Vegas. You know, I've been saying for a while now, Caneswear is open. The store in Davie is open. And I'll remind you again, there's so much going on sports-wise. Now, we know Hurricanes have a little time off here, but they are 7-1, and maybe you're thinking about getting some new Canes gear, feeling like we got a special season going on here. You want some new Canes gear? Obviously, the Heat, they went to the finals. They had a nice little draft pick on Wednesday night. You've got Inter Miami with their play-in game tonight. The Marlins, I mean, Don Mattingly, manager of the year. I mean, there are so many reasons, and obviously the Dolphins with Tua. There are so many reasons right now to stop by Caneswear in Davie. Or if you can't make it to the store, caneswear.com is the website. They ship anywhere. It's more than a store. Caneswear is an experience. And as I just mentioned there, it's not just Canes gear, although they are unparalleled in the amount of Canes gear that they have. They've got Heat, Dolphins, Inter Miami, Miami Marlins. They've got it all there right at Caneswear. They speak Miami sports. They have the largest selection of items from Adidas. They do jerseys, polos, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. They've got all the brands there under one roof. The Adidas, they've got Columbia brand, starter jackets, Dime Life, Hook and Tackle. They do Caneswear exclusive t-shirts. They've got over 100 different shirts. Such a huge selection. Men, women, kids, babies, even pets. They've got it all there. Again, so looking for something to do this weekend, Caneswear in Davie. They're at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Or you visit them online. They will ship anywhere. It's caneswear.com. That's the website, caneswear.com. And I always say it, Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop. All right, let's take a break here. We're going to Viva Hawk Vegas next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I got a twerk game.
What?
I don't have the biggest booty, but I can move it.
Hawk and Crowder.
This is how you do it on a football Friday. We're only 21 minutes away from the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky Buddha, goodness within. But we haven't gone to Viva Hawk Vegas in a while. Well, we're going to go there today, even though Crowder's not even with us. Crowder's coaching his True Prep Academy Saints. They're playing IMG Academy tonight in Bradenton. You can watch that game on ESPNU. So Chris Whittingham is here. Whittingham, you ready to go to Viva Hawk Vegas?
I'm not, but I'm going to anyway.
All right. Solana is here. You ready to go to Viva Hawk Vegas?
Viva Nepal.
And excellent Golden Child reference. That is a great reference. Dan Day, are you ready to go to Viva Hawk Vegas?
I'm not, but I'm going anyway.
All right. And the great Jen Figueroa stops by. Hello, J-Fig.
That's a beautiful intro. Love it.
Are you ready to travel to Viva Hawk Vegas?
I'm so ready. It's been a long time.
It has been a while. Go ahead, Solana. Let's fire it out.
Vegas, Viva Hot Vegas, Viva, Viva Hot Vegas.
Now you understand, Whittingham, when I was so surprised at how good the DBJ montage was, and I said to you, most of the stuff that Solana churns out really less than average. Now you understand.
Because I have, one of the times that we've been to Vegas together for one of those fights, I went to a concert at the T-Mobile Arena. It was actually the first one. It was the Killers, and because it was a big Las Vegas opening, they brought Wayne Newton out there. So Wayne Newton was out there to Dalk a Shane, but he closed with Viva Las Vegas. It was like this big moment. And so I've actually, heard the real thing. And so
Mr. Vegas himself.
Right, exactly. And so to then go from that to that, a considerable drop off.
Weirdly, though, Solana and Dan Day believe they killed it on that song. So, whatever.
Viva Vegas!
Needs more J-Fig in it, right? It needs more J-Fig, all right, so here's how we do it. I put up my own money, and they put up pride and shame. Here's how it works. I am going to give everyone here on the show three games to pick. And if they go 3-0... I Venmo them immediately $100, right? Solana, you've been on the receiving end of $100?
Yes, sir.
J-Fig, you've been on the receiving end, I think, a few times, right, of $100?
I think it was twice, but yep.
Dan Day, you've been on the receiving end, comes in fast, right?
Immediately.
Actually, with Dan Day, I have to use Zelle because he doesn't have Venmo, but whatever, it's a whole different story. But regardless, if they go 3-0,
Venmo.
Whoever goes 3-0, it's only for Viva Hawk Vegas, whoever goes 3-0 gets $100. I pay it to them, no questions asked. Now, if you go 0-3, you suffer the punishment. And the punishment, it's a standard punishment. I don't know if Whittingham knows this, but it's a standard. We've standardized the punishment, and it's like being at a carnival where you go from level 1 to level 2, you trade up, you get a bigger prize each time. But all of you will be at level 1, which is the bathtub photo.
And you're
We've
lucky,
all
Chris.
Seen it. We've all seen it. Here's how it works. If you go 0-3... you have to tweet out and Instagram out from your own social media account a picture of yourself in a bubble bath with whatever props you want in there, but it's got to be a bubble bath. For Jen, both nipples covered. For the males on the show, you have to show one nipple.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just the rules of the game. I mean, you step into Viva Hawk Vegas, you got to live by the rules at Viva Hawk Vegas.
I like how there's a nipple stipulation.
Correct. You have a nipple stipulation on Viva Hawk Vegas on the punishment. But if you go 0-3, you have to tweet and Instagram out this picture of yourself in the bathtub with no context. You cannot write, I lost a wacky radio bet. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't I look good in this? Too bad I lost the bet or whatever. It is just the picture and nothing more.
And you've got to put like...
And a shower cap.
And a shower cap if you want.
What?
Still waiting on those.
No.
Only if you want. Only if you want.
Shower cap.
No. That's where he draws the line, Fig. That's where he draws the line. The shower cap. Nipple is fine, but the shower cap is a deal breaker.
I will commit to, if I post this on Instagram, I will put the caption, felt cute, might delete later.
But you can delete it later.
Right.
Right. You cannot delete it. Cannot delete it.
Wait,
so that
has to be permanently on my Instagram?
It's on your Instagram and is on your Twitter account. And again, it's just a picture of you. Now, if you want to be drinking a glass of wine in the bathtub, if you want to be reading a magazine, whatever you want to do. But
can
you've
I change
be
the lighting situation? Like,
whatever makes you feel sexy, Chris. Do whatever makes you feel sexy. All right, here we go. We're on our way to Viva Hawk Vegas. Here are the games. We're going to start with Whittingham, Chris. Okay. Whittingham. We start FIU is getting 7 points from Western Kentucky tomorrow. And this, by the way, is the Planet Hollywood famous song, if you remember from Vegas.
I do, yes.
FIU, 7-point underdog, Western Kentucky on Saturday. Who you got?
I mean, you couldn't have picked a game that I know less about. I'm going to go for Western Kentucky.
Sounds like we might see a nipple.
I'm going to go for Western Kentucky just because FIU has been bad this season.
All right. He's taking Western Kentucky, laying the points. The Dolphins.
How many am I laying? 7.5?
7 points. Seven points.
Okay, 7. Got it.
Dolphins are 3-point favorites. Actually, we're going to update that to the new line. 4-point favorites. Dolphins are 4-point favorites over the Broncos on Sunday. Who do you got?
Listen, off the back of you giving me this game to pick, you're not seeing either one of my nipples. Taking the Dolphins minus the 4. I'm confident. I would stake my entire Viva Hawk Vegas stake on this one game.
Sounds
Dolphins
like we might up the stakes to a wiener. Who's into up the stakes to a wiener?
Yeah.
Hot dog?
No.
And finally, the Sunday night game. Hopefully it all comes down to Sunday night.
Oh, God.
Kansas City Chiefs are 7-point favorites over the Raiders in Vegas.
7-point favorites over the Raiders? I'm going to take the Chiefs. I know that's chalky, but the Raiders, I think, like, their entire defensive unit was in contact tracing. Seems like a bad thing to have happen before you play the Chiefs. I'll take the Chiefs, and I will lay the 7.
There you go. Nipples are on the line. Viva Hawk Vegas. Alejandro Solana, your FIU Panthers are 7-point underdogs at Western Kentucky. Who you got?
FIU plus the 7 points. Pause up, Papa.
I knew you would be taking that one. How about the Dolphins laying 4 in Denver?
Yeah, I'll take the Dolphins and the points, minus 4.
Yeah, you're laying points, just so you know, not
laying
taking points.
Laying points.
All right, and the Sunday night game, Kansas City Chiefs, 7-point favorites over the Raiders.
The Chiefs laying the points. They're going to rock Vegas in Vegas.
All right, very good. Jay Figg, 1 nipple on the line here, Figg. Just want to make it. I'm sorry. No nipples. No nipples.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
God.
I got it confused there.
You're changing things up on me. Like that.
You misread the nipple statute.
Yes. What happens in Hawk Vegas stays in Hawk Vegas.
Come on.
Right. FIU is getting 7 points from Western Kentucky tomorrow.
My paws are not up. I'm going Kentucky.
Not up. Wow. Western Kentucky. All right. How about the Dolphins? They are 4-point favorites over the Broncos on Sunday.
I've always got the guts for the Dolphins.
Always got the guts. And finally, Sunday night game, the Chiefs. The Chiefs are 7-point favorites over the Raiders. Do you like the Raiders plus the points or the Chiefs laying the points?
Man, I don't like copying Chris like that, but I'm going to go Chiefs.
Really? So Chris and Jay Figg, same picks. They will live or die together on their nipples.
By the way, I've received a text offering shower caps. So
yeah!
I will
Please,
be covered
can we
if
make
required.
This a requirement?
All right, very good. Shower caps are part of it if you want. I do not mandate shower caps.
I require
Dan Day, Dan, FIU, 7-point underdog at Western Kentucky Saturday.
First things first, fully nude if I'm posting.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Shaved. Covered only by a mayonnaise sandwich over the nether regions.
Yes. And your hair has to be slipped back.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, he's going to show out.
Wop.
Well, the music stopped at exactly the right time.
Western Kentucky or FIU?
I think Western Kentucky rolls.
All right. Western Kentucky laying the points. Dolphins and Broncos. Dolphins are 4-point favorites.
I am only going with the Broncos because I think the Dolphins are going to win by just 3 points. So I'm going Broncos.
There's some handicapping for you right there. And the Sunday night game, Kansas City Chiefs. They are in Las Vegas. The Chiefs are 7-point favorites over Las Vegas.
Oh, I've loved the silver and black ever since Bo Jackson. And this hurts me, but I feel as though with the illnesses and everything, I got to go with the Chiefs on this one.
Wow. All right. Everybody picking KC on Sunday night. All right. Viva Hawk Vegas. Go ahead. Play the song for us one more time, Solana, as we leave Viva Hawk Vegas.
Viva Hawk Vegas. Viva Hawk Vegas. Viva Hawk Vegas.
It's an earworm.
Banger.
He'll be singing it all weekend long. All right,
oh,
there it is. Viva Hawk Vegas. So, again, you go 3-0, I will Venmo you $100, and you are a big old winner. And if you go 0-3, you suffer the punishment. And by the way, if you suffer the punishment, then you move up to level 2 for the next Viva Hawk Vegas, where it's a shower picture. A shower picture with a loofah in your hand. So, hopefully, someone gets punished. Now, Solana, you want to get punished, right? Solana, you're dying to post this picture.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't partaken in a bath bomb in a couple months. I just kind of in the mood. So, yeah.
What kind of bath bomb will you use?
So you would put an actual bath bomb in the tub for the picture,
oh, you have
Solana?
To. Oh no, I would invest in the bath bomb.
Oh,
I would do some research.
To. No need to. I have lavender. I think I have lavender.
Of course
right
you
now.
Do.
Of course you would.
Of course you do. Yeah.
Lavender.
Of course
you
do. I don't even have that.
It makes all the sense in the world. All right. And if you go 3-0, you get $100. 0-3, you get punished. And if you go 1-2 or 2-1, no harm, no foul. Thank you for stopping by, Jay Fig. Have a great weekend. We love you and we miss you.
Thank you. I love you and miss you too. Have a great weekend, guys.
And Dan Day, nice job. Solana, Whittingham, everybody, a nice trip to Viva Hawk Vegas. All right. It is upon us, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a football Friday. It's always fun during the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. It's extra fun on a football Friday. And not only are you going to hear Dan Day's Week That Was montage, but you're also going to get Solana's DBJ Joe Zagacki montage. There is a ton of stuff to get to. Quick break, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.